One of your old friends, Jim Kirshner, is here. Say hello to Jim Kirshner, Dan.
Jim, how the heck are you doing?
I'm doing okay, Dan. Boy, it's good to hear your voice. And I was just sitting here thinking how successful you guys have been all these years. And I know you have a huge tradition and history down there. And you took this thing and you have a passion. And my heart's out to you. Congratulations. You do a great job.
Okay. How are you feeling, Jim?
Oh, I'm pretty good. It's an up and down thing, but you know, it's a battle, but it's one we're going to fight for sure.
You know, I lost my dad 5 years ago, and my dad had a bad leg. It was 4 inches shorter. So I've dealt with a lot of, with my dad being in pain, but there's one thing, my dad always had a positive attitude, and I hear that from you. That's a good thing to hear. You got to be positive. Is whatever you're dealt with, you got to deal with and be positive.
Yeah.
And one other thing he always said, as he was getting older, he would go, "Dan, getting old isn't for sissies."
Boy, that's
you
for sure.
You know what? Now I'm 53 and I'm starting to get, and my boys are younger. And you know what? He's right.
Oh, man, I tell you, you're absolutely right. But, you know, the good Lord has been good to us, and by God, it's all good. I'd want to ask you one question. How are those boys? You guys, you got something, equipment stuff or something out there that you guys
Barter
deal with, don't
you?
Oh, boy, they've been doing good. We went through the sale last week. They had just a tremendous, tremendous sale. They had 60 tractors there, Dan and Jim, 60 of them.
Wow.
And if you know anything about the auctions, when you have a consignment, sometimes you don't get them all sold. And he didn't. But out of the 60, he got 50 of them sold.
Wow.
So that percentage is outstanding. And he had an outstanding sale. We went till 6:15 into the dark. We're going to have to do some adjusting next year because it got a little late on us. We're going to have the other line sell another row or something, so we can speed that up. We're trying to stay with one day. We're really hustling. We might have to go to two, but I don't think we will next year yet, but we will be doing a little adjusting how we're selling.
Have to be like Wrigley Field in Chicago, get the lights out there eventually, huh?
Yeah. But no, they're doing very good. I'm bragging. If I can't brag on my boys, the heck with the world. But they're doing a heck of a job, and I think anybody you talk to, that they're honest and they work hard, and that's all I've ever tried to teach them. And if you do that, I don't know what else more you can do.
Yeah.
Hey, Dan. I'm gonna, speaking of boys, I'm gonna try and bring my sons out to the horse sale tomorrow.
Okay. Well, tell me now. I haven't ever. I'm a pencher, so you might have to stand up and say I'm Dan.
I am really ugly, Dan.
Okay.
I am an ugly person, but.
Okay.
I'll go introduce myself to you if you're not preoccupied.
Well, I'm gonna come on up and I'll put you up there. Now you can auctioneer something.
My son wants a quarter horse.
Okay.
So anyway, hey Dan, you have a wonderful weekend.
All right. Thank you guys. Thank you, Dan. Jim, keep on the battle. Keep positive. I know there's a lot of people thinking of you. Do the best you can. That's all we can all do.
Thanks
to all of our customers that support us, and keep on bringing us the cattle and the machinery what you need, and we'll keep on working for you.
Thanks Dan.
Take care of yourself.
Thank you. Bye.
It is 8:15 a.m. 580. Thanks for coming on today, Jim, on such short notice.
Sure.
I emailed you last week, and you know, people ask me how you're doing, and you know, I don't want to be invasive. I figured I'd
you can
have
ask
you
me
on.
Anything. Don't worry.
I figured I could bring you on the air, and if some of your old friends want to call in, they're welcome to call in. 249-5800. 1947, this radio station signed on the air. And Jim Kirshner is a big part of the history of the station. I mean, you hosted this morning show for at least 12 years?
Oh, let's see here. Probably. 11 or 12 years. Yeah.
And who was the gentleman who hosted it before you?
Dale Abbott, Uncle Dale. Dale
okay.
Abbott, yeah.
All right.
And I remember this. if you got to take a call, go ahead. But
okay, go ahead. Give me your thought.
I remember going on, and people would tell me, they'd go, you know, you're okay, but you aren't no Uncle Dale. And I've gone through that a couple times in my life, taking over stuff. And so I always had to laugh. You're right. But everybody, it was just a wonderful run. We formed a family of listeners that are just friends for life. It's amazing.
And how long did Mr. Abbott host the show? Do you recall?
Oh, gosh. You know, off and on for quite a few years.
Yeah.
Yeah, quite a few years. I don't know. I can't remember exactly how many, but.
Yeah, it's tough walking in and replacing a legend, you know, which is what I'm doing here.
No, you're not. You're replacing some guy that was just a fill-in. I couldn't pack your bags for
you. No, I remember listening to you and Helen would call in. Oh, man, that was really funny radio. It was just a lot of fun. Hi, you're on the radio. Go ahead.
Hi, guys. I just wanted to call in and say hello to Jim Kirshner. What he's done for this community over the years. And how he helped build a little business out on the east end of town, and been friends for a long time. It means a whole lot to me and my family. Well, Dale, Dale, you got me saying Dale out now. Jim, this is Glenn Davis.
Yeah, I know, Glenn. It's so good to hear your voice, and I think about you a lot. And there was something I was thinking about this morning and coming in about what's going on in the country and how divided we are, and which is so sad. But I gotta hand it to you, Glenn. You've done a great job with the county of you and others, a lot of other people, of kind of bringing things back together. And we all remember how it was a few years ago. And I want to congratulate you for really doing a wonderful job of calming people down and seeing the truth and reality and getting their trust. So kudos go out to you, my friend. You've done a wonderful job.
Well, you don't know how much that means to me coming from you. So have you. Over the years, you were always there. If I had a question that maybe didn't pertain to business, you were always there with advice. That a lot of times I followed. Sometimes I might have been too hearted. I don't know. But now you mean a lot to me and my family. You're in our prayers, and I've been meaning to stop by the house and say hello. And this is a great opportunity to tell you what you mean to us. And thank you for everything you've done. And may God bless. And you'll continue to be in our prayers forever. And thank you very much.
Thanks, Glenn. God bless you, too. Thank you.
Thanks for calling in, Glenn.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
So long. 8:19. Jim Kirshner is here. He is a sports guy. Hosted this radio show for better than a decade. Very popular man. Humanitarian. And he is one of the finest men I've ever met.
You must have mistaken me for somebody else, Dan. I'm sitting here going, "Whoa, I don't know if all that's right."
Jim has told me some funny stories off the air that I can't repeat about old ex-staffers. It's a lot of fun talking to Jim, but I'll let you talk to him. Hi, go ahead. Thanks for waiting.
This is old Norm.
Hey, Norm.
Hi. This reminds me of when I was a kid. And we got a radio, and everybody had a certain, I don't know what program we listened to, but we'd all gather around. I remember it was about sundown, and everybody just sat as close to the radio as we could so they could all get a little share of the volume. But, Jim, you're doing great. Just hang in there. I got a little thing I want to tell you, then I'll shut up. We're going to be here when the leaves turn green and the grass turns green, and we're still going to be here when the leaves turn yellow and we see the first snow.
Good.
All right.
Good, Norm. Norm, I got to thank you for being a mentor to me. And Norm calls me a lot, and we talk, and boy, he's helped me a ton. I love you, Norm Shetley. Thank you for everything.
Same to you, and I'll raise you 5.
Okay. And I talked to Jess the other night, and Clay, and by golly, we're shooting to come see you again.
All righty. Looking forward.
Okay.
Have a good day.
Take care, God bless you, Norm. Thank you.
Bye.
It is 8:21. Hi, you're on the radio. Good morning. Hello.
Hey, Jim. This is Hamster Aunt Mary.
Hey, how are you doing, Mary?
I'm good. I've been thinking about you a lot. I miss you a lot on the air, so.
Mary, I was going through some stuff the other day, and I found the CD that had the hamster dance on it, by golly.
Oh, yeah?
I wish I'd have thought. I should have brought it today. So I'll never forget that. I'll always have it. Thank you.
Yeah, I always had fun talking to you and calling in and doing quizzes with you and hearing the music. It was great. You always made my morning. So thank you very much.
Thank you. God bless you, Mary. Thank you.
God bless you. You're in our prayers.
Thank you.
Thank you for calling in.
Okay. Thanks. Bye.
Explain the hamster dance for me.
Oh, I got to bring you the CD. She turned me on to a song that we used for the theme song for many years coming in.
Okay.
And it was I'll bring you that.
All right.
It's just amazing and people identified with it and loved it and we had a good time with it.
249-5800. Hi, you're on with Jim Kirshner. Go ahead.
Hi, Jim. This is Gene Ward. I just wanted to say hello and wish you the best.
Gene, how you doing?
I'm doing great.
It's good to hear your voice.
It's good to hear you.
Yeah, I miss you.
I know. I was always a troublemaker, wasn't I?
You like to stir the pot up, but that was a good thing. Yeah. That was a good thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, you guys were a big part of our radio family, and I love you.
I love you too, Jim, and you take care of yourself.
I will. You too.
Hey, bye.
Thank you.
Uh-huh.
Thank you, Jean, for calling in.
Wow. She's a wonderful lady.
So I haven't said anything on the air, but when was your last day here, Jim? Because you're...
Well, last
Or do you still work here?
No.
You still do sports?
No. Last day I worked here was in August.
Okay.
And I just haven't been able to get back.
Hmm.
So I'm not here anymore physically. In heart and soul, I am, but.
But, so I just wanted to give everyone an update. You know, Jim, his probably last official day was probably December 31st, maybe?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
But the Cherry Creek Radio has been so good to me and mm-hmm. the wonderful company, Cherry Creek Media, I guess now, but it left the door open for me if I ever could. Come back or want to come back and maybe broadcast some sports and do some stuff. So
good.
I hope someday that's going to happen.
Yeah, that'd be wonderful. Is it Merle or Mead, Sarah?
Yeah.
Larry Newland.
Pat Hooley.
Pat, who's got a great voice. Boy, that guy's got a great voice.
They're great.
They're the good. Sports crew now, right?
Yeah. And Lance Reddy, too.
And Lance, yeah.
Yeah, they're doing a great job.
I don't know how some of those guys do sports games. They broadcast sports games solo. Man, yeah,
it's something you learn to do. We had a great mentor, Lloyd McMillan. Our mentor could broadcast sports and do a wedding and a funeral at the same time. That's how talented he was.
Seriously. So, and he flew solo most of the time.
Oh, not all the time, but a lot of the time. Yeah.
Man. Hi, you're on the radio with Jim Kirshner. Go ahead.
Good morning. This is what's left of Yogi.
Hey, Yogi, how you doing?
Not too bad. I was wondering who that guy was yakking on the phone. Wanted to say hey.
Good to hear from you, Yogi. I got to tell folks, he's really helping Marta out with Operation Sweet Tooth and picking up boxes for her and doing stuff for it. He's just a wonderful man. I love you and thank you for everything, Yogi.
Yeah, it's good to hear you're back at it, bud.
Thanks. Thank you.
All right.
All right, throw it over here.
Okay. 10-4, good buddy.
All right. 249-5800, 249-5800. So your mentor, Jim, was...
Lloyd McMillan,
Who's Lloyd?
Yeah, Lloyd started broadcasting sports in 1991 with Lloyd and helping him. And he'd come into the Red Barn and... We'd talk, of course, when I was in high school here, when Lloyd did your game, that was a big deal. Yeah, I mean, that was a big deal.
Mm-hmm.
And
so you met him at the Red Barn?
I knew him for...
Or before that?
Way back, even when I was in high school.
Mm.
And then, of course, Lloyd a longtime minister here,
yeah,
in Montrose, and went to his church, but he'd come in the Red Barn a lot. Lloyd was a guy that could work a room, you know, God puts us in a lot of different spots to where, you know, sometimes it's not the traditional thing that people think about when people are going to minister to people.
Mm-hmm.
And I've seen a lot of people who are ministering to people that of faith, and in certain settings they were wonderful. But Lloyd was one that would go to the underdog.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, God wants us to talk to those who are in need and help. And Lloyd is the one that would be there when a lot of times people wouldn't or weren't in those situations. And Lloyd would come into the Red Barn and talk to people and enjoyed walking around the room. And he'd own a room.
Mm.
And you know what I'm talking about. He'd come in and his presence would own a room. But Lloyd was a wonderful man and a wonderful preacher and a man of God who really helped those people that a lot of times were under the radar that, you know, maybe they didn't go to church. Maybe, maybe they had a rough life and there was nobody else talking to them, but Lloyd was there for them.
Right.
And I always admire that. Always.
A fisher of men.
Yeah.
It is, it's 8:28. News is coming up in a couple of minutes with Chris. Let me go to the line one here. Hi, you're on with Jim Kirshner. Good morning.
Morning, Jim. How are you doing this morning?
I'm good. How are you?
Oh, all right. You know, it's funny. I didn't know that you're ill, and I apologize for that. I don't, until recently, the vehicles I've been running didn't have a radio that I could hear an AM station on. We only listen weekends, so I hope that it all comes back and you at least get on the weekend sports shows.
Well,
yeah, it's the greatest sports show on earth, right?
Yeah. I'd like to, that's a goal. So I've got something to shoot for.
Well, it is, and you know, I this is the first year since I think you've been doing it that I've missed Operation Sweet Tooth because of the lack of cab radios. And not knowing it on weekends, you know, you don't hear anything on the weekend about it. So I didn't even know what was going on. I apologize.
Oh, well, I can't remember the exact date, but it's going to happen again.
In June.
Yeah. So it's as you well know, it's always that third week of June. And my goal is I'd like to be a bigger part of that again. And I got some hefty goals I want to meet.
Well, you know what? When you've got goals, you can't be beat. You know, it's like the man said, if you got something to do, you're not going to be stopped. And there's plenty to do.
Mm-hmm.
I remember setting up middle of the night with my baler running behind me and hearing you on the radio talking about Operation Sweet Tooth, and you'd close out with the taps, and it was like, yep, that's what you'd listen for. You know, we'd be running clear through the night and still hear that. But yeah. It was important, and if you haven't guessed, it's Ray.
Yeah, I it took me a second, but I know who it is now, Ray.
Yep.
And you're such a huge part of this radio family. Thank you for all you've done.
Well, thank you. You were the catalyst. We were just the logs that were burned with the catalyst. It kept us all pretty straight and narrow, you know. And I like the arguments. Sometimes they get a little heated, but it was fun to listen. You get a different opinion. You get a different opinion than your own. And sometimes it's easy when we're locked in our own little world to have our own opinion and not realize there's others out there.
Yeah. Well, that's something that our country today is suffering from, that because we don't tolerate anything other than what we believe in, and we won't allow anything in if you're painted a certain color. And I'm not talking about race, I'm talking about a certain political color. We don't even want to listen to you, and that's a sad thing.
Yeah,
it truly
that's
is.
Very bad.
Yeah,
that's very bad. Well, I better let you guys go, but it's good hearing from you, Jim, and keep on keeping on. We'll talk with you later.
All right, Ray. God bless you. Thank you.
Thank you for calling.
Bye.
It is 8:31. Chris O'Neill is here. Hey, Chris, how are you?
I'm doing all right. How you doing?
Chris is the new guy, Jim.
I know Jim.
Huh?
I've met Jim.
Yeah. You know who his hero is, Jim? Spider-Man.
Really?
Yeah.
I like that. All right. Yeah.
Thank you. See, Jim's on my side.
You know, I'm not a huge Spider-Man guy, but I'll tolerate that. I like that.
Yeah, see? Unlike you, who's constantly, I hate Tobey Maguire, who's not even Spider-Man anymore.
Superman would kick his gluteus maximus in seconds. Anyway.
Oh, I don't know about that.
More with Jim Kirshner coming up. It is 8:31.
From the Colorado Radio Newsroom, I'm Chris O'Neill. The Western Slope Drug Task Force and other agencies seized about 10 pounds of drugs, firearms, and ammunition during a traffic stop. On the night of January 26th, Mesa County authorities stopped a car on I-70 with California plates. Police found 10 pounds of meth, as well as ammo and firearms, including an AR-15. Robert LaFond and Alicia Kissel were arrested on several charges, including distribution of narcotics. Delta Montrose Technical College celebrates Skills USA Week, February 5th through the 11th. The celebration represents technical education. DMTC Skills USA programs are automotive, technical drafting, and cosmetology. Skills USA Week activities include presentations to administrators, business leaders, and legislators, also school tours and open houses. More news coming up.
It hadn't been forgotten, I do. Slip sliding away, slip sliding away. Without snow tires on my car, I'm gonna keep on slip sliding away. You like my song? No? Well, here's something you'll like. Elk Creek Automotive has the most inexpensive name brand snow tires in Montrose. And free rotate and balance and free flat fix for the life of the tire. So how do you like me now? The best tires for less always at Elk Creek Automotive in Montrose.
Senator Cory Gardner believes people are being paid to protest at his Grand Junction and Denver offices. Recently, Senator Gardner's office has been flooded with calls. The Republican senator says he believes some of them are calling from states other than Colorado. He says some people are being paid to do so. He says he's worried that paid out-of-state activists are making it tougher for Coloradoans to voice their concerns to him. Governor Hickenlooper is in Cuba. He's leaving for Cuba today and is expected to return to Colorado on Sunday. The goal of his trip is to promote cultural and economic trade between the country and Colorado. From the Colorado Radio Newsroom, I'm Chris O'Neill.
All right, good job. Thanks, Chris. Appreciate
You're welcome.
That. All right, let you get back to Sunny 103.
Yeah, and what's our format?
Do you listen to that young kid music, Jim? That
sometimes, yeah.
Do you listen to that?
Sometimes.
Yeah. You know who Taylor Swift is, don't you?
Yeah.
I told you, Jim's got my back, man.
What else do you guys play over there?
Other than Taylor Swift? Well, it's the Valley's Best Variety was the answer I was looking for, Daniel. And we play all sorts of things from the 80s, 90s to today.
That's
so
cool. That's a great format.
Yeah.
It is a strong format because it draws in a lot of young folks, but I still miss the oldies, Jim.
Yeah, well, I do too, but you know, us oldies are getting out of the demographic where we spend much money, and these youngers are getting into that demographic, so it's a great place.
Yeah.
I could go on about that, but I won't.
Hey, thank you.
Yep.
Thank you, Chris. I'll check in with you Monday, and we'll talk about the results of the NFL championship
game. The big game.
And Lady Gaga, who is singing.
Have a good weekend.
All right, thank you. Jim Kirshner is here. He's worked at this station for many years, did this morning show for many years, and it's the 70th anniversary of KUBC. 1947, I believe she signed on the air. Hello, good morning.
Hey, Two Dogs.
Hey, how you doing, Two Dogs?
Hey, you need to go ahead and tell everybody that joke that Lloyd McMillan told.
Oh, I think you've told it before. He didn't know that punchline, no. you do. Oh, that's funny.
What was the joke about?
Well, it's about how Indian children get their name.
Oh,
yeah. And we'll leave it at that.
We need to protect the license.
I'll tell you off the air. Lloyd didn't really realize what he was. He didn't. The punchline was. He didn't. He had a little different story to it. He hadn't heard the punchline that Mike and I had heard. So we always thought that was funny.
The original punchline.
Yeah, exactly. This is Mike Ahlberg, folks, who is a tremendous, who's a great man.
Yeah.
Great farmer and a great father and a great helper of others. And God bless him and his family, and a huge part, a tremendously huge part of Operation Sweet Tooth. And thank you. Thank you, Mike Ahlberg.
Oh, you're welcome, but you don't need to.
I know. You don't like that, but I want to.
Donates a lot.
Oh,
corn.
And goes out and gets other. I mean, Mike's a guy that when he goes out, I remember years ago we were doing this, and Michael remember, and it probably the first year that Mike was involved with Sweet Tooth, which was probably the second or third year we had it, but he went out and actually physically twisted people's arms to donate. Yeah, seriously. And he raised, I remember this because we had something going on. We had a challenge of some kind. And he was a big part over the course of a very short period of time of raising about $4,000 by just going out and twisting people's arms. So he can, Mike, when he gets her done, that's for sure.
Well, I've been going to come up and see you, but I still am going to come up and see you. So.
I'd love to see you.
When's a good time to visit you, Jim? In the morning or afternoon, or does it matter?
Oh, it's probably in the afternoon, and just give me a holler, and you know, I love talking to people. Yeah, some days aren't too hot, but
right.
But just give me a holler, and gosh, come on down.
All right.
Yeah.
I'll do it. Like I said, I'll try to get you. Grab Sweet and bring him with me or whatever.
I'd love that, Mike. I'd love to see you guys. I miss you.
Yeah, I miss you too. So I better let you get going on.
Thank you, Mike, for calling in.
God bless you, Mike. Thank you. I love you, bud.
Love you too. Catch you later.
Bye-bye.
All right, let's go to line two here. Phones are hot today. Hi, you're on the radio. Go ahead.
Hi, Dan. Hi, Jim.
Hey, how you doing, Floyd?
Oh, pretty good. By golly, it's good to hear you, Jim. We've been praying for you and worrying about you.
Well, thanks, Floyd. I think about you and everybody else a lot, and I miss you.
We sure the heck miss you, I'll tell you that.
Yeah. I saw a picture of you somewhere the other day when you were really young. you're a good-looking guy right now, but, boy, you were handsome back then.
Oh, boy, you're embarrassing me now.
No. Was it a high school yearbook picture?
No, I can't remember where I saw it. I think it had something to do with Magic Circle players or something. There was an old picture of that or something. But I go, wow, Floyd's a good looker right now. But, man, I can see back then he was a charmer.
Well, I don't know. But anyway, we got along. It could have been. I had for several years before they changed the bowling alley, I had the first 800 series on the Western Slope, and they had the picture up in the bowling alley for a while.
Mm. I don't know, but I go, wow, Floyd, he was a good-looking guy. I bet the girls were all over you.
Yeah, oh, well, that's a kind of stretch.
Oh, okay. Okay. Floyd, it's good to hear from you, man.
Well, it's good to hear you, and hope to hear you a little more often. And I see Carol once in a while and ask about you.
All right.
Well, you hang in there, my friend.
Well, you too. You get the kicking around better.
Okay. God bless you, Floyd.
Thanks for calling, Floyd.
Yeah, bless you guys. Bye-bye.
So long. Floyd Herr there. Yeah. It is, let's go to line one here. Hi. Hello, you are on the air with Jim Kirshner.
Good morning, Jim and Dan.
Hello.
That's Pete Maddox.
How you doing, Pete? Dancing Pete. How you doing, my friend?
Hey, I'm just rattling around here like I knew what I was doing.
Yeah, well, you know, you're always right on task. You know what you're doing.
Well, you ought to follow me around.
Good to hear your voice.
Well, I just want to thank you for all the help that you have given me and Maddox Orchards. I've tried, well, I stopped in several times to see if I could find you, but I missed you. And we had abundance of peaches this past year, and they were the best crop that we have ever had.
Mm.
And I brought some by and gave the station a box, and I left a box for you. I don't know whether you ever got there or not. But.
You absolutely did, and thank you so much. I got to tell you, my wife, she just thinks you're like the king, man. Those peaches were the finest I've ever eaten, really. It was a great year.
No, the West Slope raises some of the best fruit that's ever raised in the United States.
I agree.
And not mine particularly, but it's good stuff.
Yeah, and you guys have been doing that for so long. And, you know, Pete, I want to thank you for a little story here. One day, years and years ago, Pete used to travel to Alaska.
Yes.
And he came in one day and brought me these big slabs of halibut that he'd caught up there.
Mm.
Oh, that was the best halibut. I think the finest fish we ever had. It was so good. But there's a recipe for halibut that you can make it taste like lobster. And you take big chunks of that halibut. And I don't know if Pete told me this or somebody else did, but you can take that and you boil water and put a lot of sugar in that water and hit that halibut in chunks in that water, and it comes up and you eat that and it tastes just like it is so good. So good.
Well, I don't know about that. No, it wasn't me telling you. When I got home, I had 125 pounds of halibut. And I tried cooking it, and I couldn't. I'm not a very good cook, Jim.
Yeah, but you can make. I'll tell you what, you're one of the best pie makers ever.
Well, okay, we leave it at that.
Yeah, yeah.
But, no, I tried cooking it, and I just didn't know how to cook it. Mm. And I gave 125 pounds of halibut away.
Yeah, well, it was wonderful.
Yeah. And fresh caught from Alaska. Hey.
Oh, man, don't get any better. I mean, people they die for that stuff, you know. But
well,
you guys, you've been such a wonderful friend, and thank you. And God bless you, man.
Well, I've got just a little story here. On the way home, I stopped in. Oh, boy. I don't have any mind. I lost my mind. But up there by Buena Vista, coming home, I stopped in that little burg just. And there was five guys standing out there talking, and I overheard them talking about fishing, so I stopped and listened a minute. And they had been there 4 days, nobody had got a bite. And I asked them, well, you won't have the pleasure of reeling one in, but I got some halibut over here. And they thought I was crazy. But I gave each one of them two packages of halibut.
That's cool. They'll remember that forever. That's cool.
But now I've been meaning to get up there, back up there the last 2 years. I haven't got there yet. I'm going to go back to farming. This retirement's too busy.
It's too hard, huh?
Yes, it is. Yeah. But anyhow, Jim, I'll let you go, and I sure appreciate your efforts and your thoughts. And you're brilliant.
Oh, boy. Thanks, Pete. God bless you, man. I love you.
Thanks for calling in, Pete.
You bet. And bye-bye.
So long.
Pete Maddox. Great guy.
Yep. And his son was in the newspaper recently saving a skier from an avalanche.
Oh, I didn't know that. I don't get the press. Oh.
Well, it was maybe not the newspaper. I think I saw it on social media.
Really?
Shared from a newspaper.
Carrie did, huh?
Yeah, it was a spectacular picture.
Wow.
They were shoveling a guy out.
I did not know that.
A lot of avalanches this year.
Oh, yeah, that's a fine family. Great family.
Okay, a lot of line two. Hi, you're on with Jim Kirshner. Good morning.
Good morning. Hey, Jim, Bill and Amy saying hi from sunny Mexico.
Hey. How you doing? The wonders of the Internet, huh?
That's exactly right. We're listening to you over the Internet.
Mr. Fix-It.
Yep.
How you doing, Bill?
We're doing just great, Jim. Thanks. And Amy and Angie Kimmerlin stay in touch. And Angie told Amy you were going to be on the radio today, so we played on the Internet till we found you.
Oh, wow. Wow, so great. Good to hear your voice.
Thank you. You know, when Amy and I came to the Valley years ago, and we didn't know Saul over there. And we had heard you on the radio, and we went to visit with you, and you welcomed us and helped us. To become a part of the community, and we're forever grateful to you. You've been a wonderful friend to us, and still are, of course, and will be for a long time. And right. I just wanted to say that in public, that we're very appreciative of your friendship.
Well, thank you, Bill. And I love both you and Amy, and you guys have been such a great help to me. And you know, through Operation Sweet Tooth and recently talking to me and helping me through a couple hard times. And I love you. Thank you so much.
Well, we both love you back, my friend. And there's other folks I bet you want to talk to you, so I'll get off.
What's the temperature there right now, Bill?
73, just a moment.
Mr. Fix-It, are you building a wall down there or what?
Yeah. Well, you ought to hear them all complaining about it down here. They're not very happy.
Oh, I imagine. Imagine.
Well, that's okay. It gives me a good laugh.
Yeah. Well, you take care, my friend. Tell Amy hi.
I'll do it. Thanks. Bye-bye. Okay,
thank
bye-bye.
You. Bill and Amy checking in from south of the border, yeah. South of the Rio Grande.
Cool.
847, back to line one. Hi, you're on with Jim Kirshner. Go ahead.
Hey, Jim.
Hey.
Robert Pierce here in the North Fork Valley.
Hey, how you doing, Robert?
We sure miss you.
Oh, I miss you, too. How's it going?
Real good. I think your ears is burning a week ago Friday because me and the Swede got together.
Uh-oh.
And had some adult beverages, and we're talking about you.
Uh-oh. I did have a... I had to get the Q-tips out last week, and that's the reason. I know now. Yeah. Oh, well, how you been doing any snowmobiling?
A little bit.
Oh.
Yeah. Good snow this year.
Yeah. Yeah.
Anyway, old Sweden and I had a good visit, and all we talked about you, and it was all good, Jim.
Well, thank you. Well, I got lucky that day then. Thank you.
You got us in a weak moment.
Oh, yeah, yeah. How are things at the Hotchkiss Elks Club?
Doing real good.
Good.
Real good. We're fixing to have tomorrow night a 90th surprise birthday party for a lady. Their husband's deceased, but he was a member forever and all, and it's going to be a surprise to her, and she's kind of a quiet, laid-back lady, so she's got four different kids, and we're going to have a surprise for her and really put it on her.
That's cool.
Elvis impersonator for her and whatever.
Oh, that's cool. Where do you find an Elvis impersonator at?
Well, I don't know where the one daughter found him.
That's cool.
I got all the details on that, but they did. They asked me, but I had to decline.
Well, you'd have done a good job.
Oh, yeah. They'd probably thrown stuff at me, but...
Yeah. You can wiggle those hips still, can't you?
Oh, a little bit.
All right.
Hey, Jim, you hang in there. It's sure good to hear your voice. We sure miss you.
I miss you too, Robert. Thank you so much. I love you, man. Take care.
Thanks for calling. Line two, Jim Kirshner is here. We're just catching up. Old times. Did you meet all these people at the Red Barn or the radio show or a combination
of both? Mixture
of both,
yeah. Yeah, mixture
and
of both.
And you weren't born here, but you're kind of a native.
Been here since 69.
All right. Go ahead. You're on the radio. Oh, hang on 1 second. Line two. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hey, good morning, Jim.
Good morning.
Good to hear you.
Good to hear you. How's it going?
Real good. I just wonder how many thousand people you was able to recognize their voice when you on the radio.
Well, you know, when you took... I'm going to take a stab at this. Is this Merle or Earl?
Yeah, the second one. Earl.
Okay. How you doing, Earl?
We're two of the ones that could fool you.
Every time. It was just a flip of the coin. You guys sound so alike.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Well, anyway, it's good to hear you. We think of you all the time and enjoying this morning.
Well, Earl, thank you. And you know, after you get a chance to talk to people for so long, you do recognize their voice. And thank you for all that you guys have done for Operation Sweet Tooth and this station and being a big part of this radio family. God bless you. Thank you.
Yeah, it is a family.
Yes, it sure is.
All right. Thanks, Jim.
You take care.
Thanks for calling.
God bless you.
So long. First thing I noticed when I moved out here in 2009 and I took a job, and I'm a talk radio junkie, and I listened and I tuned into AM 580 and I heard Jim on the air. And I was depressed like everybody because Obama was president. And the first thing I noticed about Jim's show is he knew the names of most of the callers. And I thought, man, I've never heard this. This guy, he must have a screener there with all these computer screens and the names and the social security numbers and all these
addresses.
So, But
it's kind of like you're an old bartender. You know, you remember people's what they drank. You know, sometimes you wouldn't remember their name, but you knew they drank that scotch and soda or whatever.
I knew exactly. Yeah. Old fashions. You ever make an old fashioned?
Oh, yeah.
You had to smash that cherry at the bottom of the glass.
Yeah.
All right. Back to the phones.
Harvey Wallbangers. I liked all the
That was a 70s drink.
Yeah.
Let's go. No one there on line one. Let's go to line two. Hi, you're on the radio. Go ahead.
Well, good morning, gentlemen, and it's good to hear your voice again, Jim.
There's good Dick. To hear you. This is the best peanut brittle maker in the whole world right here.
Well, thank you. I appreciate all that.
Yeah.
I just wanted to say it was sure nice to hear your voice, and remember, God loves you, and so does all your listening audience, and you're going to get Christ's healing hands upon you.
Oh, thank you so much. You know, I'd like to say this, that I knew about God, but I didn't know God, and He's blessed me so much. And, you know, I can't tell you how healing it is for me to pray and read and what God has done for me. So thank you so much, and God bless you. You're a wonderful man and one of the original radio family people.
Clear back to the McMillan.
Yeah, yeah. Dick, you're a great guy. God bless you, my friend.
Well, keep up the good work. And you know, sometimes we need a swift kick in the hind end to listen to what the good Lord has to tell us.
I understand that 1,000%. I really do.
All right. Well, you do a good job, Jim. It's good to hear you.
Good to hear you, sir. You take care.
Thank you, Dick.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you, Dick. He brought in some eggnog fudge late last year.
Dick Mueller, he's an amazing guy. Really. Oh.
He should. Thank you, Dick. Line one. Hi, you're on with Jim Kirshner. Go ahead. Hello, hello. Hello, hello. All right. By the way, while I got a minute, how has your worldview changed, Jim? Do you worry about these silly political issues anymore, or you just kind of laugh about it now?
Well, you know, this happened to me a while back. I used to get so stirred up that it would stay with me, and I would get angry, and you know, and the show was kind of a place where I could vent. And anymore, our biggest problem in this country, in my mind, is that we're so divided. And I'm still a conservative, don't get me wrong, but I think that the line drawn in the sand is people will not cross it. And I believe that most people in this country are about the same, whether they have a R or a D or an L or an I behind their name when it comes to politics. People just want, you know, they want to be able to make a living and be happy and raise their families and have hope for a future and be proud of their country. And it's the extremes on both sides that really hurt us. These people that right now that are doing what they're doing, it's such a shame. Whether they're, and I understand a lot of them are probably paid, I get that. But it's such a shame because I know some people personally who are pretty liberal, and they've, you know, I consider them friends, still do. Mm-hmm. But they're going nuts right now, and they don't. I remember when Barack Obama was elected president. I don't recall. I know a thing we weren't upset about. I remember on this show saying we've got to give him a chance, see what he can do, and then started doing things. We didn't have any voice in the Unaffordable Health Care Act. You know, we didn't have a voice in that. Nobody had anything. It was rammed down our throats. The people in the Democrats who controlled everything back then were saying we had to pass it so that we could read and see what was in it. You remember all that. Mm-hmm. Nobody went down the streets and started tearing up people's businesses and causing havoc. And you know, it's unresponsible. These people are unresponsible. And they need to be held accountable for what they're doing. And, you know, the problems we have in this country right now are that people won't get behind anything. We've got to have everything just our way or we're going to blow it up. And we got to stop that. We have to stop that. I don't have to believe in what they believe in. Mm-hmm. but I'm not going to go tear down some poor guy's business that has nothing to do with it. That's a shame. And the people who do not support Trump right now, that's fine. That's okay. But if they support what's going on out in the streets right now and some of this stuff, then they're to blame as well, and they ought to be ashamed of themselves. Absolutely ashamed of themselves.
Yeah, when President Obama won, I mean, we all admitted we got beat.
Yeah, I didn't like it.
But,
and it wasn't because he was black.
Right.
I didn't agree with what he did. I didn't agree with
philosophy.
Most of what he did in office. But we had people calling in here that were angry. But nobody went out there and started tearing things up or creating violence. And this is for the people who think that, you know, they're worried about immigrants being detained at airports, or they're worried about this or that. They're hypocrites. Then they'll go down and tear somebody's business up or torch something or tear it up. They're hypocrites.
Oh.
And this has to stop.
Boy, the phones are hot. Hi, you're on with Jim Kirshner. Go ahead.
Hey, Jimmy.
Hey.
Good morning.
Hey, how you doing, Jimmy?
Hey, we're with you.
God bless you, man.
Okay. We'll talk to you later.
Okay, Jimmy. Thank you. I love you, man.
I know. We'll see ya.
Okay.
Thank you. Thank you for calling.
Jimmy Finnegan, who's God sent him to me, him and Chauncey Luttrell and some others, my friend Billy Slater and some others, sent him to me to help me and save me.
Mm.
Jimmy Finnegan, thank you, Jimmy.
Got it. He's from, did I meet him? Where's he from? Olathe?
Olathe. Yeah.
Okay, I met him once.
Yeah.
Hi, you're on the radio. Go ahead. You got about 30 seconds.
I just wanted to say hi to Jim.
Oh, how you doing, Gwen?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm doing okay. I'm having a good day. Thank you.
Yeah. My wishes go out to you. You know that. You're always one of mine.
Oh, you've been like a mother to me, and I love you.
I love you too, Jim. Good luck.
And I hope you're doing wonderful.
Oh, I'm doing better.
I'll be there to see you again.
Okay.
I promise.
Okay. I know. Bye-bye.
God bless you, Gwen. Gwen Sarah.
Thank you very much, Gwen. Back to line one. Hi, you're on with Jim Kirshner. Go ahead. Hello.
Hi. I just wanted to say hi to Jim this morning and let him know our prayers and thoughts are always with him.
Thank you, Betty.
Betty?
Yes.
Thank you, Betty. And God bless you and all you guys that have been helping me. Thank you.
Well, we miss you. So I just want you to know that we're out here with you there.
Well, you guys keep up the good fight, and you got my heart.
You got our heart, too. So, hang in there, buddy.
Thank you. God bless you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you, Betty. Gosh, I'm out of time. Yeah. Sorry, Jim.
It's been fun.
Man, you really rocked the phones.
I just want to tell you, you're doing a wonderful job, Dan, and I hear it all over. So,
thank
you so much, and God bless each and every one of you, and God is great. And
we'll do this again.
I'd love to.
We'll do it again.